and any format is a way for us to determine when and where to proceed, and can easily be deducted by nature. And the true elegance can only be achieved by an humble craftsman mastering his skills over local elements. And we might relate our dissatisfaction to our reality and thus keep on changing it without remedy, while the real dissatisfaction keep on lying within us. And everything we produce without real passion is kept alive by the artificial apparatus, but is anyway doomed to collapse. And the structuring of our existence may provide us with directions to decide upon our future possibilities. And small and big society keep on producing their own set of heroes, and yet the real ones are those developing out of their own individual willing. And even the slightest prospect to realize our idealism charges us of the greatest hope to pursue it. And in order to be supported by society, we are always to mask our personal willing and only present what is beneficial to it. And we can either refuse to participate to the social mechanics or devise our own mechanism that functions with it but has its own integrity. And whatever is the method we are applying, it should be flexible enough not to step over those that are most near to us. And even though we might reject the mainstream, one ought to test it in order to find the right adaptation. And as humans evolve in their technology, their natural organism becomes treated like the artificial machinery surrounding them. And tired of a social and political season, humans pushes for a new season, unaware that the previous seasons will anyway cycle back. And we are individually inclined to develop an harmonious balance with our local context, but are socially compelled to change it. And can our willing really sustain an ideal without being oppressed by the social context? And we shall follow our intuition alone, declining any pretentiousness that may only give us comfort within a specific community. And our philosophy should be versatile and ready to change in accordance with the ever-changing situations proposed by our nature. And unless we devise a practice to regain our focus, we may easily disperse with all the mediated opportunities surrounding us. And we can only set an example by abstaining from the general discussion and produce our own individual statement. And by defending our material territory, we are always to give up the growth of our immateriality. And we shall plug into the right platform that can be fairly easily disseminated and don't require too many compromises. And as long as we are required to be artificial, we will never be able to appreciate the nature we have, no matter how much. And we shall draw a clear distinction between a disengaged exercising and a most committed practice. and only an intellectual practice can completely resume when he gets completely unarmed. And one can expect some availability by making himself fully available to others. And we shall not abstain from any ambitions, but be always ready to sacrifice them for the sake of our natural production, and to measure ourselves with our bigger entity is essential to gain a stronger insight on our weakened existence. And liberalism may be resulting from the lack of time and focus to take any responsibility, and the wanting for more is always a prospect to be less. And all that is achieved by boosting is anyway doomed to a quick dissipation. And all the subtle adjustments we conceive for our spiritual operations turns into great enterprises when kept for a long time. And we shall keep on hiding our present activities in the hope of a slow realization of the future. And we shall be playful but responsible to master our games through the process of time. And nothing is certain but whatever our faith accomplish throughout our short existence. And as long as we do not reveal, we can still appreciate the happiness of our doing until its accomplishment. And while the return to the familiar may comfort our senses, it may also prevent them to assimilate the unfamiliar. The easier things get theoretically, the harder they get to be accomplished practically. And once the social stability is achieved, we struggle to find destabilizing alternatives. Now, by following our intuition, we generate something consistent, and now, by submitting it, we generate total inconsistency. And all the resources that our commercial society deploys for spiritual undertakings only constitute a lower society and no actual content. And we shall periodically touch base with nature and regain a bit of sanity from all the artificial overwhelming. And all political directions will have side effects lacking direct feedbacks from the bottom of what they deliver. And to maintain comfort, if not an insight with nature, we shall maintain the appointment with our spiritual being. And only once free of external judgments, we can fully develop our own original way to manifest ourselves. And it is in a state of precarious abandonness that we are to conceive the deepest insights on our nature. And while the institutionals with all their resources get stuck in all their formalities, the non-institutional keep on creating out of nothing. And we crowd ourselves around what is conventionally accepted instead of distributing us into the free spaces. and only a governing tradition allows us to maintain a heritage intact through time, and only a severe sobriety is doomed to replace the greedy speculation enacted by capitalism. And only nobility can achieve the infiniteness of the sublime. And we are only to come to our spiritual senses, refacing the brightness of our most beautiful nature. And we shall not desire anything but the freedom to pursue our natural selves. And as we free ourselves from practicing our tradition, we also let our greedy ambition to take over. And any real work can only originate independently and free from any imposed preconstructions. And as the media expands our network, we have to submit ourselves to all its foreign ends, betraying our local periphery. And we may be in the verge of sacrificing our spiritual development when at last it comes a way to make it to survive. And its maturation will naturally release us from the responsibility towards what we care for. And we shall be able to move on to other places where the conditions are temporarily favorable. And even if we are free to express ourselves, we anyway have to subject to the political system in order to earn our living. And by the time we find a medium for our personal accomplishment, our willing can be irremediably lost.